Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In its current issue, the BBC Music Magazine features its 2007 Recordings Awards, as voted upon by readers and the general public, and nominated by a panel of contributors and classical music experts. We're just now hearing that the major labels are in trouble, so perhaps the most interesting aspect here is that all 18 winners in the various categories were on smaller, independent labels. Joining us now is Oliver Condy. He is editor of the BBC Music Magazine. And Oliver, you heard our conversation with Norman Lebrecht. What's your response to his contention that the classical recording industry is dead or dying?
Hi, John. It's funny that the Norman's actually been saying this for quite some time, been saying this for years. And he's quite right that a lot of people bought, CDs because they wanted to replace their vinyl collections. And, you know, the format's been now out for, 25 years now, something like that. I certainly, since I've been in the classical record industry, not as long as Norman, of course, but about 7 years, I've certainly seen the record industry become more and more vibrant. It's almost as if the record industry has said, okay, everyone's got their Beethoven symphonies, everyone's got their ring cycle, 18 million ring cycles. Who needs another one when you've got the definitive version? So what's happened is the record industry has really taken the bull by the horns and delved into the repertoire that we couldn't get before. The record labels, yes, the majors are having to look a bit more carefully at the kind of records they produce, and sometimes they have to produce crossover artists to fund the more obscure recordings that they do. But the smaller labels are really coming up with the kind of winners that we've got for the awards this year. An instrumental award winner is Inesco Piano Music. I mean, who would have heard that before when the record industry was all about money, hit and run, cash grab, really. So I certainly think that we're sort of confusing. I think Norman is certainly confusing money with repertoire music and the whole art of making records.
Well, Oliver, I mean, it's an interesting concept that the crossover projects might bring in enough money to fund the more interesting repertoire. Mm. Except that, as I said, all 18 winners in your awards are on independent labels. So it seems like the majors are not actually doing the interesting repertoire.
Well, that is true. Although I would say that two of the nominees were from the majors. I think three actually. There was a Warner Wagner Tristan and Isolde. There was some Shostakovich string quartets on DG, and some Wolf songs on EMI. So I mean, those are quite, That's not exactly mainstream repertoire, to be fair to them. But yes, you're absolutely right. The really exciting repertoire is coming from the labels. And the reason is because they have a much more concentrated, limited release schedule. And also, quite a few of them are controlled by the artists themselves. And this is a crucial difference that has really taken hold in the classical music industry. I think it was a concept that was started by David Finkel and Wu Han of the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Society. And they brought out this album called, as you know, Artist Led. And this concept, about 5 years ago, spread to Britain in the form of a label called Avi. And Avi takes artists and says, you can record what you want to, we'll manage, we'll, pick the best artists, but you've got the control, the artistic and the copyright control over what you do. So we've got these fantastic records, like I said, the Inesco Piano Music. We've also got on LSO Live, we've got this fantastic Kulevo, Sibelius' Kulevo. I wouldn't exactly call that a potboiler. There are not many records of that out. And here it is winning an award. I mean, it's crazy, really, but really, really delightful.
And the disc of the year,
Sibelius
songs. Not the Sibelius symphonies, not even, in Saga or any of the tone poems, but the songs.
I know. And isn't that wonderful that we've got Finnish musicians? We've got Soili Esikoski, one of the really greatest surprise. I first got to know her through her wonderful Strauss Four Last Songs records, you know, but here she is singing the music that she knows really well, the Helsinki Philharmonic under Leif Segerstam, singing, performing Finnish music. It's like the Halle performing Elgar. It's the kind of record that you want to have. It's not going to be the record that is going to instantly make millions for its producers, but it's music that will delight and inspire. I think the record
is
becoming much more in partnership with the performing side of music as well. So,
and it's on a Finnish label, Ondine Records.
That's
let's hear a little bit of the BBC Music Magazine's Disc of the Year and the Sibelius song Kajutar. That's the soprano Soile Isokoski and the Helsinki Philharmonic, led by Leif Segerstam, and a collection of Sibelius songs named Disc of the Year by the readers of BBC Music Magazine in their current issue. We are speaking with Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine. And we actually began this segment, Oliver, with a little bit of the Shostakovich Symphony No. 7 with Maurice Janssens and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. That is on their own label, right? RCO Live.
That is on their own label. And there are so many orchestras doing this. Of the ones in Britain that I know, there is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic has its own label. The Halle, I mentioned them earlier, they've got their own label. Of course, the LSO and the Concertgebouw.
In the States, the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra doing much the same thing.
Absolutely, with Thomas doing the marvelous Mahler cycle. I mean, that's been such a wonderful cycle because here we have a conductor and an orchestra that simply wants to say, hey, guys, let's do the Mahler cycle. We don't need a record exec to tell us what needs to be filled in the catalogues. We can just do it and release it.
And you have to assume that's a labor of love because there are plenty of cycles of the Mahler symphonies out there. But what about, you mentioned the Kullervo symphony. I mean, it isn't a literal symphony. It's sort of a choral symphony by Sibelius. Good year for Sibelius with your awards, by the way.
Yes, it's not bad, considering this is an anniversary year. So yes, it's good timing, really.
Now, you have Colin Davis leading the London Symphony Orchestra. You mentioned LSO Live. So, again, what do you think people are responding to here? Is there something in the performance that comes from the orchestra actually controlling the recording process?
I think a lot comes from that. I mean, we all know that Sir Colin Davis is a great sort of Sibelian champion, and it's a real joy to see him choosing a piece of music that we know is going to be expertly done by an orchestra that is routinely good at challenging whatever it plays, and a chorus that is trained to the hilt. I mean, it really is a superb recording. I mean, we had over 170 discs last year that were awarded the highest honour in the magazine of 5 stars. So to whittle them down to the nominations was hard enough. But it was great to see that particular disc in amongst the nominations.
And again, all 18 winners issued on independent labels. It seems to be the future.
I do want to stick up for the majors slightly, actually, because I think that obviously it must be difficult in the majors having to answer for the big conglomerates. But I would say that ever since the crossover discs have come through, we have seen people like DG and Decca release even more interesting discs. As the time goes along, it is actually a really interesting time for the majors, and I really don't think that we need to be so scared as Norman thinks we should be.
All right, Norman Labrèche says the recording industry is dead. Oliver Condy a bit more optimistic. Oliver is editor of the BBC Music Magazine, and Oliver, thanks very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Here is the Choral Award winner from this issue of the BBC Music Magazine, their 2007 Recordings Awards, the Sibelius Kullervo. Coming up in just a moment, The Tragically Hip have enjoyed wild success in their native Canada for 2 decades. Their latest album boasts an A-list producer. We'll find out how they became bona fide rock stars without American fans. That's still to come on Soundcheck.